com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor, beating out of pain, overloading down the drain. Somebody give me a doctor.
Surviving and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Wanda. Hi, Wanda. Welcome to the show.
I have a question about my thyroid. I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism 3 years ago and would safely like to get off of Synthroid. I have had a weight gain, probably about 10, 15 pounds, maybe 10 pounds in the last 3 years, not significant, but I found it extremely hard to lose the weight.
Well, if you've had a hard time losing the weight, always comes down to a couple of factors. Everybody likes to pick on the thyroid and say, well, that's the reason I'm not losing the weight. Well, you have to look at the entire picture, like your entire eating habit plan that you do on a regular basis. Are you eating three meals a day? Or are you eating five small meals? Six even is better. It can cause you to drop the weight considerably. You know, the other thing, too, is the thyroid gland, even if it's, you know, in your case, not working as well as it needs to, and you're having to take the medication, you have to look at other parts of that system, too. We call it an axis in the body. But you look at the hypothalamus, you've got to look at the pituitary gland, the adrenal glands. They all play a role, and they all affect each other as well. So when you're looking at the different systems and you're looking at different ways to assess the body, many times, even in medicine, traditional medicine, the doctors will tend to lean just at the thyroid because that's kind of how we're trained. The alternative medicine guys will kind of look around that and see if there are different directions to go, just so you know. So sometimes you might want to get a couple of opinions and get multiple team members looking at it. Now, as far as coming off the medicine, you know, I'm sure you want to come off, and your doctor needs to guide you in that process. With the thyroid, depending on, you know, what your numbers are and what your TSH is and all that sort of thing, you don't really want to just come off. Is it possible? If you still have your thyroid, yes, it's possible. So, you know, can it happen tomorrow? Probably not. But it can take time. There has to be somebody that can work with you on building those levels up and supporting the body. So that's a real key. With the thyroid, you don't just come off of it. So there has to be a time frame so you can make sure, because many times if you just came off of it, your body's so dependent on the Synthroid to be making the thyroid work the way it needs to, you'd just be exhausted, barely get out of bed. Now, sometimes you can come off and do okay, but again, physician-guided is the best way to go. A lot of great things naturally that you can do, though, and a lot of that is in my book as well, just building up the thyroid, what you can do, everything from iodine all the way to foods to avoid that will slow the thyroid down. I mean, there's a lot you can do, but it's the basics of exercising, keeping your body fit and moving on a regular basis. That plays a big role. You know, not being scared of the iodine salt, because the iodine itself is a very strong trace mineral that the thyroid needs to function properly. But again, your docs will lead you down that path. But anyway, that's my thought regarding thyroid. It's not typically just the thyroid, and that's it. There's usually other factors involved to why things aren't working the way they need to. I hope that helps. HealthCoachRadio.com is the website. Check us out. And just to let you know, they're saying now that diets high in salt may trigger MS or multiple sclerosis. Now, that's interesting. Just, you know, the salt gets a bad rap, first of all. And we need salt for the adrenal glands, which are your body's stress glands, to function at a peak level. Matter of fact, a lot of times when you're fatigued, many times you can be low in salt. So you might want to look at that. And if you deal with high blood pressure, you got to go with what your doctor tells you about sodium intake. But actually, Celtic sea salt or Himalayan salt provides so many good minerals that, you know, many times the sodium content, it won't affect it in a negative way like, for example, table salt would. So you might want to look into that a little bit because it can play a big role. But they said the high salt diets, and of course this is really high, can lead to the onset progression of autoimmune disease like MS, and also for individuals already genetically predisposed to develop such conditions, can increase it and make it happen faster. Scientists at Yale Medical School and MIT, among others, say that the average American diet high in sodium could trigger the multiple sclerosis, which is an autoimmune disease, and it affects about 2.1 million individuals worldwide. And MS patients have an aggressive white blood cell count that can attack healthy tissue, destroying the pathways that relay information throughout the body through the nerves. And the salt may increase production of the aggressive cells in this process. That's kind of scary. So the salt could be one environmental risk factor which could lead to the outbreak of MS because it leads to an increase in these aggressive cells. It says Marcus Klinwenfeld, he's a physician and immunologist at the Yale University Medical Center and lead author of this study. What's interesting, he said that they injected 40 millimolars of sodium chloride into mice bred with an animal version of MS. This prompted the aggressive cells known as the T17 cells, almost double in number. So the salt could be the environmental risk factor which could lead to the outbreak of MS because it leads to an increase in these aggressive T17 cells. So the prevalence of the autoimmune disease has increased substantially over the past 50 years, and we've seen it quite a bit. So Klinwenfeld attributes this into the Western diet and the fast food and prepackaged meals, which are very high in salt. Doctors caution consumers against consuming too much salt due to its role in elevating blood pressure, but until now, there's really no known link to MS. So these findings could result in medications that are designed to reduce the severity of multiple sclerosis symptoms. They also hold implications for post-surgery problems like graft versus host disease. It's interesting. They say salt is not the only environmental factor thought to trigger MS. While scientists have identified more than 100 genetic variants that cause MS, they have yet to definitively pinpoint exact disease activators. So cigarette smoke and low vitamin D, rather, are possible antagonists. More likely, Dr. Hafler says it's a combination of many things. Well, yeah, we can always say that, but he said it's not bad genes, but a bad interaction between genes and environment. Okay, I'll take that. The next step is to expand the salt MS research to include humans. Researchers plan on tracking patients on low salt diets to determine whether or not the reduction will alter these T17 cells in their production. So Klinwenfeld suggests that future findings can be used to both decrease and increase immune system response depending on the patient's needs. Interesting. That's for sure. Salt is actually a good thing, but it does have, or it can have, rather, some negative connotations to the body. But for the most part, your mineral-based salts are very, very good. And, of course, moderation is the key. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. If you want a question about your friend, a family member, a loved one, you call me. We'll talk about it. More calls coming up. You get into your needs for your health right here on the show that takes you from where you are to where you need to be. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, March 14th, 2013. Gold opened today at $15.92.45. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.20.30, a half ounce for $8.10.03, and a quarter ounce for $4.05.02. That's $16.20.30, $8.10.03, and $4.05.02.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs, and I installed EasyArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. You go out to eat a lot. You know, it's something I think everybody enjoys to do. Go to a nice dinner, whatever it might be. Maybe breakfast or lunch. But if you dine out and you've got high cholesterol, well, what do you do? Well, restaurant menus can be landmines of the cholesterol sabotaging culprits like saturated fat, packed meats. Of course, the buttery cream sauces and the supersized portions. Well, considering that 25% of your cholesterol comes from your diet, then, of course, your body manufactures the other 75%. So according to new data from the U.S. National Institutes of Health, it's important to minimize your intake of cholesterol-raising foods, both at home and when dining out. So here's some tips for what you can do. The high cholesterol foods to avoid when you're dining out, the whole milk dairy products. Of course, you want to avoid a lot of the high-fat cheeses. Butter is actually pretty good for cholesterol, just so you know. And the whole pasteurized dairy milk products are the ones to be a little bit careful. Sometimes your body has a hard time breaking down the casein protein, and it can affect cholesterol just a little. However, go for the low-fat dairy items instead, low-fat cheeses. I'm still a big fan of whole eggs instead of the egg whites. And, of course, never go with margarine. It's a trans fat. You know, that's a big, big no-no. Real butter is the way to go. Red meat is really good. You want to avoid the fried foods, though. No fried chicken. Stay off, you know, some of the fatty meats like bacon and a lot of the luncheon meats. Those are big ones. So the better choice, of course, is lean red meat, bison, elk. All your exotic meats are really good, too. Venison. You know, all you hunters out there, you know, you go out and do the hunting, keep it in the freezer so you guys can nibble on it throughout the year. That's the way to go. That kind of meat is phenomenal. It's great for cholesterol levels, by the way. And eggs are one of the top cholesterol-lowering foods. So the whole egg, don't you dare just eat the whites. Or if you do just want to eat the whites, you don't want a lot of fat, just you at least do one or two of the yolks in there because the yolks are critical. A lot of studies on that now and how well it affects our cholesterol levels. Your good protein sources, baked or broiled fish, of course, the lean meats and the skinless chicken. Fried foods are one that you want to avoid as well. The fried foods are a little bit challenging, and if you're from the South, like I am, then it's part of the staple in the diet, but you can let it go. Let it go. Doesn't matter. Don't need it. Instead of French fries, get the baked potato or the sweet potatoes, and also choose your salad and fresh steamed vegetables to accompany your meal as well, and you'll do great. Desserts, stay away from the sweets as much as possible. If you're going to do something like that, you've got to have a sweet deal at the end of your meal. Go for some of the dark chocolate. Use fruit like berries. Those are a great way to go. So making the low cholesterol food choices, here's some little tips I can give you when you're eating out. So as for the condiments, gravy, sauces, salad dressings, and everything else on the side, don't ever let them put stuff all over your food. Put it on the side. Don't think you're inconveniencing them. You're paying them for your meal. Ask to do whatever you want for the meal. It's very important. So request low-fat or fat-free dressing. No, don't do that. I'm not a big fan of the fat-free dressings. Too much sugar. So get the regular dressings, but oil and vinegar are always the best. Just control how much you eat by the portion control. And, you know, that's a good deal. Your portion controls are very important. So, you know, for your fish and that sort of thing or your meat, about 6 ounces, about the size of your fist, is a good range to go with. Your vegetable choices can be almost double that because vegetables have hardly any calories to them. And your fat, of course, needs to be minimal because fat has a lot of calories in it per gram. So, you know, again, when you're going through that, just make sure that you're making good, solid choices. Vegetables are the way to go, even more so than a lot of the starchy carbohydrates like potatoes and baked potatoes. So ethnic restaurants are really good for cholesterol, by the way. A lot of the Indian curry-based foods are really good. So instead of the fried foods, always go with the baked. It's not real hard. Just keep it simple. And when you go to the Mexican places, of course, you want to avoid the tortilla chips. Stay off the flour tortillas. You can do the fajitas and all that. Do the beans and do the vegetables and the salsa and the guacamole. All that stuff's great for you. You know, lay off the cheese, lay off the sour cream. It's not real hard. I mean, you can go to restaurants. People that I talk to quite often, they're like, how can you go eat somewhere and not just completely blow it? You can go out to eat. I travel a lot. So I'm always eating out. And you can eat very well. You just have to know how to eat out. It's just about knowing what to do. I think that's the really, really the big key, you know, at the end of the day, is knowing how to make really good choices. And on this show, hopefully we can teach you that. But cholesterol, don't worry so much about. If it's a whole food, you're going to do fine. If it's been tampered with, like fried, that's where you want to be a little bit cautious, as that can pack on the issues with cholesterol within the body. 888-283-7272. Going back to the phones, we come out of this break. I see all of you there. So don't worry, we're going to get to you. Now, remember, the body can change. Are you willing to change? Go to healthcoachradio.com. Send me an email. I'll make it part of the show, whatever you need, or we can answer in private. We want to help coach you to the next level, going from where you are to where you need to be. There's a plan for your life. You have to be everything that you can be to fulfill and use your gifts and talents and abilities. And so you need a healthy body to do that. On this show, we want to help you get there. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. Show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. I mean, the list goes on and on. But the reality is, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. You can change, but you have to want to. And on this show, that's what we want to do. Create change and give you the tools to equip you to go to the next level with your health and with your life. We're going to go now to the phones and go to Camille. Hi, Camille.
Hello, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you.
I listen to your show all the time.
Well, welcome to the show.
I got a couple questions to ask you.
Okay.
My eyes, when heat, air, or light, I can't. It bothers me. Why? I want to shut my eyes. Why?
So you're saying that when heat gets to your eyes, they get really dry? Is that what you're
saying? I have dry eyes. I do have that, sir.
Okay. And you've been to the doctor. Have you talked to them about that? And have they done any tests on you?
No, I haven't been to the doctor yet. No, sir.
Okay. Do you have dry mouth?
No, sir.
Just the eyes. Okay. Do you drink a lot of coffee?
Yes, sir.
No? Okay. You take fish oil, omega-3 fats?
Not all the time, no.
Okay. You don't take them every day then, right?
That's right.
Okay, let's see. Couple questions too, because one of the issues with dry eyes usually is a fatty acid deficiency. How much water are you drinking a day?
Sometimes plenty, sometimes not too much, sir.
Okay. Are the dry eyes constant, or do they come and go? Each, you know, some days they're good, some days they're not so good.
It just started this way about 3 days ago.
Oh, so this is new.
I had dry eyes all the time.
Okay. So did it just start 3 days ago, or you have dry eyes all the time?
The symptoms started 3 days ago.
Okay. But do you have dry... How long have you had dry eyes? Just for 3 days?
Acting this way, yes, but I had dry eyes. I had it in Michigan, too, so...
Okay.
Over six... I say over about 7 to 8 years.
All right, then and what I would do is you've got to go see your physician, because there's several conditions that it could be, and they're going to need to do some testing to figure that out. If you're medically clear, then it typically, when you've got dry eyes like that, it can be dehydration. It can also be an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. So, I mean, something as simple as cod liver oil, a couple tablespoons a day, typically for an adult and a normal body weight, can be quite helpful. But again, you want to make sure you're clear that there's nothing else going on. You know, you said you don't have dry mouth, so that kind of rules out Sjögren's syndrome. But you want to go just get that looked at, let them run their tests and do what they do and come up with a game plan. And then nutritionally, you're probably going to want to make some changes. You're going to have to get somebody to work with you on that. But, you know, for the most part, fatty acid deficiencies are a big, big key in any of the areas like the eyes or the skin being dry. Typically, those are very, very common, okay? 888-283-7272 lines are open. Questions about your health. We're going to go to Tom now. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, good to talk with you, Tom. How can I help?
I have the flu, and I'm 68 years old, and I know a couple of people who their flu turned into, pneumonia. And I was wondering what I might do to guard that off.
How long have you had it? A couple of days?
Tuesday night is when I first got it. Yeah. I was coughing a little bit before then, but it got worse.
You have a fever?
Yes, I had chills and fever the first day or so.
Yeah. You just want to, usually with the flu, you know, you just have to ride it out. With virus, it's not a whole lot you can do. Except to let it run its course. There are a couple things that will strengthen the immune system, but it's more for after this. You can do it while it's going on, too, but vitamin D plays a big role in the immune system. It can really strengthen things. Astragalus can, too. There's some supplements. But, you know, for the most part, most physicians, and I don't know if you called yours or went to yours or not, but the chicken stocks, you know, there's chicken broth. But the chicken stocks have a lot of great electrolytes in them, and they have like rosemary, thyme, they have a lot of good herbs and spices in them that are really good for building the immune system and helping kind of support the body when you're going through a flu like that. A lot of people drink, you know, kind of the old school is to use something like 7-Up or Sprite, but really the electrolytes that you get from the chicken or the beef stock are very good at supporting the body and giving you a little bit of nutrition while you're kind of going through that. Because the body's got to fight, and it's got to do its thing and all that. And it will, but you have to give it time and rest as much as possible. With bacterial-type infections, colds and whatnot, you can kind of push through. And I always recommend exercising and just kind of going about your normal day as much as possible. But for viruses, it really can put you down. So it's good to let your body rest, let the fever go up to a reasonable rate as long as your doctor's okay with that and let it, you know, get rid of things. So, because that's what the fever does, raise the body temperature to kill the invaders and does a good job of it. So those are kind of some thoughts. I mean, there's no super wonder pill that you can take. I mean, Tamiflu and medicine is what, you know, a lot of docs will recommend just for the symptoms. But yeah, I mean, a lot of times with viruses, you got to just ride it out. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272 lines are open. Questions about your health. You can check us out on the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. And our wellness providers are in your area, so call our team members during the week. Same numbers here of the show, and they can help you find someone that you need to kind of help you go to the next level with your health. Because the reality is, we all need a team. We all need somebody around us to encourage us that can really help us kind of focus and not get off track. It's too easy to get off track. And many times we got to get focused and we got to get back on the wagon. So, big, big deal. Are you sleep deprived? Well, there is some issues about sleep that I really think is important. You know, of course, being a type A personality like I am and going 100 miles an hour, I can do pretty well in 6 or 7 hours of sleep. I'm pretty good at 6, actually. But they're saying now, the experts are saying that sleep, of course, there's no magic number. They give you a range. But not only do different age groups need different amounts of sleep, but sleep needs to be individual, or individualized, rather. Just like any other characteristics you're born with, the amount of sleep you need to function best may differ for you than someone who is different from you with the same age and gender. So if your absolute best sleeping is 7 hours a night, someone else may clearly need 9 to have a happy, productive life. In fact, a 2005 study confirmed that sleep needs vary across populations, and of course, men and women are different as well. But another reason there's no magic number for your sleep results from two different factors that researchers are learning now. A person's basal sleep need, which is the amount of sleep our bodies need on a regular basis for optimal performance, and sleep debt, which is the accumulated sleep that is lost to poor sleep habits, sickness, awakenings due to environmental factors, or other causes. But two studies suggest that healthy adults have a basal sleep need of 7 to 8 hours every night. But where things get complicated is the interaction between basal sleep and the sleep debt. For instance, you might meet your basal sleep need on any single night for a few nights in a row, but still have an unresolved sleep debt that may make you feel more sleepy and less alert at times, particularly in conjunction with circadian dips. Those times in the 24-hour cycle when we are biologically programmed to be more sleepy and less alert, such as overnight hours and mid-afternoon. Those are typical parts of our circadian rhythm that things are down. So you may feel overwhelmingly sleepy quite suddenly at these times, shortly before bedtime, or feel sleepy upon awakening. The good news is that some research suggests that the accumulated sleep debt can be worked down or paid off. So though scientists are still learning about the concept of basal sleep need, one thing sleep research certainly has shown is that sleeping too little can not only inhibit your productivity and ability to remember and consolidate information, but lack of sleep can also lead to serious health consequences and jeopardize your safety and the safety of individuals around you. So, for example, short sleep duration is linked with, here's a couple of things. So, is this you? Increased risk of motor vehicle accidents. I'm not going to comment on that one. Increase in body mass index, a greater likelihood of obesity due to increased appetite caused by sleep deprivation, increased risk of diabetes and heart problems, and increased risk of psychiatric conditions, including depression and anxiety. Also, decreased ability to pay attention, react to signals, or remember new information. According to researchers, recently there's strong evidence that sufficient shortening and disturbance of the sleep process compromises mood, performance, and alertness. Get with your physician if you think you've got some sleep issues. It's one of the most critical pieces to maintain longevity and optimal health. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way towards better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about, because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Help Coach Radio.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, there's an area of health that is always left out, I think, when it comes to looking at the overall picture. The spine is critical. Now, chiropractic physicians, they base their entire profession based on the nervous system in the spine, and that the nerves control all the different organ systems in the body. And also, of course, if there's there's decrease in disc height between those little bones, that it can cause pressure on the nerve, which can cause decrease in function and pain. So the spine is very, very important. If you don't think it's important, just get down in your back or have to have some kind of surgery in your neck or lower back and find out how fun that works out for you. So our spine staying healthy is critical. That's why it's good to do stabilization exercises for the lower back and for the abdomen. All of those are important. But millions of Americans are affected by back pain every day. And beyond living with the pain itself, it's kind of a condition that diminishes your quality of life. Of course, many people miss work and it just really disrupts things. The sad thing is many people end up on painkillers and they have a hard time getting off of them. But here's some things that we can suggest on how to take care of your spine. There's some little important adjustments you can make for spine health. So lift right. It's very easy to twist the wrong way and damage your spine if you don't use proper form when lifting an object. So here's how you lift correctly. You want to stand close to the object as you can. Use your legs rather than your back or your upper body to pull up the item. So it'll help if you bend your knees and, of course, your arms are the same height as the item. Get underneath it. Keep the back flat and straight. Lift with your legs. It's always a key. Sleep tight. Sleeping well is important to your overall health as well. Dr. Ann Coffey, who's a chiropractic physician with All Care Health Associates in New Jersey, says your body needs a good night's sleep to repair itself, she says. Sleep on your side, not your stomach. Sleeping on your stomach puts too much pressure on the spine. And invest in a supportive mattress, such as Tempur-Pedic, I'm a big fan of, as well as a pillow that promotes proper alignment in your neck. Dr. Coffey says, be sure to turn your mattress regularly so it wears evenly. Another thing you can do for spinal health is to stretch out. I never go a day without reminding people they need to stretch and help their back and neck, Dr. Coffey says. Keeping flexible helps maintain normal joint function and a good range of motion. It also reduces the risk of injury. Many back pain problems are caused by tight hamstrings. That's the muscles in the back of your legs. So if your hamstring muscles are tight, they'll pull on the bottom of your pelvis and encourage it to rotate backward. So this can create postural changes and produce added stress to the entire spine and all of its articulations. So you have to be really, really careful. Make sure you stretch on a regular basis. Very, very important. Stay active, too. I mean, the body's designed to move. She says, whether you make regular visits to the gym, walk, bike, swim, or play with your kids, but staying active and keeping your body moving helps maintain the health of your spine and the other joints around the body. The best exercise routine for your back and neck is one that combines stretching, strengthening, and aerobic activity. So exercise also helps you to lose weight and maintain proper weight. But being overweight, especially if you have belly fat, can put added stress on the muscles, ligaments, and tendons in your lower back. Stay hydrated, she says as well. Staying hydrated is important to maintaining soft tissue elasticity and fluid in the joints. Coffey says, our intervertebral disc, our spinal disc, are vulnerable to loss of hydration and can begin to lose its height. So as the disc begin to shrink, you're more vulnerable to painful disc conditions such as bulges or ruptures. You ever heard of a bulging disc or a slip disc? That's what she's talking about. You'll want to work smart as well. Proper ergonomics, is what they call it, can help reduce a lot of stress both on the lower and upper back, thus reducing the frequency of conditions ranging from stiff back to headaches to carpal tunnel and sciatica. Coffey says make sure your workspace, whether your laptop, phone, computer desk, or even your car, is set up for your height and functionality. Choose a chair that provides back support. Your knees should be at 90 degrees and your feet rest comfortably on the floor. Never cradle your phone between your ear and shoulder. Don't ever do that. Staying in one position for too long can cause back muscles to tighten up and become immobile. Now, Coffey says, plus she notes, a short break is good for your mental health and productivity. The other thing is paying attention to the warning signs. Don't ignore spinal problems or pain. That's for sure. She says, if left untreated, problems with your spine can worsen, become quite serious. Listen to what your body's telling you. She says, don't overdo it in the gym or at work or self-medicate the problem. Seek professional care to learn about your spine and correct treatment for your symptoms. So these are some great tips, I think. And I think it's an area of our health that's really left out. It's not focused on a whole lot, but it can make a big, big difference. And spinal health, getting regular adjustments from your chiropractic physician can be very good too. And getting an evaluation, the challenge is that most people don't go get their spine looked at unless there's pain, unless they've hurt it. They feel like there's no need to. But getting your spine checked is much like going to the dentist. And you don't want to have crooked teeth and you don't want to have cavities. So what do? You go to the dentist, you get your teeth cleaned every 6 months or once a year, whatever it is. The same is true with a chiropractic physician. I do think, I go myself. You should have one look at your spine, someone look at your spine, make sure that it's healthy, make sure all the curves are where they need to be, and do that about every 6 months, at least just for evaluation. Now, if you've got some issues, which many people do, and you get on a care plan of some kind, you want to follow that. Why? Because it's important to get your spine where it needs to be. You don't want to let it go. Because the older you get, let me tell you something, the more you're going to be happy that your spine is healthy and then it's functioning at a peak level. So you want to maximize everything you can when it comes to your spinal health. Very, very key for your overall health. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Don't forget, check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. You can find all the information from this show. Articles that I talk about, all the new latest research is right there on the website. Just check it out. You can download it. You can listen. You can read the pages, whatever you need to do. If you miss something, everything's on the site. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. And together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. AT to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.